All right, when you do a multiple regression, you have a series of questions that you ask. Now, we do this with correlation and ANOVA and chi-square, but those seem to be pretty intuitive pretty quickly. It seems to help to explicate this, so here we go. First question, does the model work? Was this worthwhile? Who are we kidding? There is an F-test that is used to decide whether or not the statistical model works. We next ask, how well does the model work? And that's the R-square. That R-square is the effect size. It tells us how well the model works. Which variables contribute to the model? For each predictor, there is a t-test that asks if that regression weight is different from zero. Does that predictor actually contribute to the model? And then we ask the question, which variables contribute most to the model, for which we use, notice, the beta weights, not the B weight. And we'll do that next time. I want to show you one of these real quick. All right, we're trying to look at the quality of fish, and we've got two predictors, the type of fish available, which is binary, freshwater only, or both saltwater and freshwater, and the number of fish at the store. Two things that might be related. And when we look, we see that, in fact, there's a positive, significant correlation here. Stores that have saltwater fish tend to have better quality fish. Notice here a negative correlation, a significant negative correlation. The more fish at the score, the lower the quality of the fish. Well, that's a bivariate snapshot. The multivariate gives you a better, more complete picture, so we run a multiple regression. Not hard to do. You say analyze, regression, linear. You put the dependent variable in here. You put your predictors in there. You click OK. First question, does the model work? We look at the ANOVA table and we look at the p-value. Retain or reject the null? Reject. The null is the model doesn't work. If we reject the null, we say, you know what? This model works better than chance. Beats the hell out of flipping a coin. Let's use it. Second question, how well does the model work? The R-square. 0.599. This model accounts for about 60% of the variance in fish quality. Pretty good. Then we ask, which variables contribute to the model? Type of fish. This is the significance test of whether this regression weight is different from zero. Does the type of fish have a unique and independent contribution to the model? No, because we retain the null. So this is essentially zero. You with me? Same as a correlation might not be exactly zero, but if we retain the null, we treat it like zero. A mean difference might not be exactly zero, but if we retain the null, we treat it as zero. Number of fish at the store, is it related? Yeah. So, type of fish is correlated. But if we know how many fish, it doesn't tell us anything new. Number of fish is correlated, and even if we know the type of fish, number of fish tells us something new. Okay? And every time we add a fish to the store, now I realize they don't bring them in one at a time, but that's the way the B weight's set up. Every time we add a fish to the store, does the quality go up or down? By how much? Make sense? And if a store had no fish at all, what would the quality of the fish be? A isn't always meaningfully interpretable. Okay? If they had no fish at all, but all of the fish that were there were just freshwater fish, we'd expect the score to be about 9. Okay, so A is sometimes a little sloppy. Get out of here. Go have a weekend.